Secretary of State John Kerry isn't having a great week. He's in Munich, Germany for an international conference on Syria, and he's getting flack from all sides, including old allies. Kerry's French counterpart lambasted America's ambiguous policy on Syria. Meanwhile, Turkey's asking the U.S., whose side are you on anyway? Josh Landis is director of the Center for Middle East Studies at the University of Oklahoma. Josh, there's so much going on here, but let's focus on one ally in particular, Turkey. Why is Turkey so unhappy with the U.S.?
Well, the U.S. strategy in Syria is to arm up the Kurds in order to fight ISIS. And the Kurds in Syria, about 10% of the population, the dominant Kurdish group is the PYD. And they are an arm of the Turkish Kurdish group, PKK, which is the Kurdish Workers' Party. Turkey considers them a terrorist organization. Now, America recently explained to Turkey that it does not view the Syrian Kurds, the PYD, as a terrorist organization, only the PKK. And this led Erdogan to make his statement. He said, how can we trust you? And he said, is it me that is your partner, or is it the terrorists in Kobani? Kobani is the major city in Syrian Kurdish region.
And of course, Erdogan is the Turkish president.
And Erdogan is the Turkish president. And the Turkish president has said, guns that you are supplying to this Kurdish group in Syria are flowing right across the border, and they're being used to kill Turkish policemen and military guys. And a war has opened up between the Kurds in Turkey and the Turkish government. And that's what has Erdogan terribly frightened. It's dividing Turkey. Some 15 to 20% of Turks are Kurds. And this is a real problem for him and his presidency.
And is that true that the arms that the U.S. is providing to Syrian Kurds are, in fact, ending up in eastern Turkey with Turkish Kurds and being used on Turks?
Well, the Americans are denying that. They say that they're watching the border, but they can't be watching the border. Of course, these arms are going to go across borders. We've seen this already. You know, America accuses Turkey of exactly the same thing, of letting jihadists flow across the border. So both sides have been furious at the other in supporting what they call terrorists.
And it's serious because the U.S. needs Turkey. Turkey's a key ally, isn't that correct?
Completely key. Turkey has a border of 500 miles long with Syria, a border with Iraq. Turkey's a member of NATO. They're an old and important ally. We need Turkey as an ally. We cannot forsake them. We don't want to forsake them, but we need to destroy ISIS. And that is our dilemma, and we don't have good Arab allies to do it. And the larger backdrop to this is that Turkey wants the United States to come in strong on Syria, stop the Russians, and stop the refugee flow that's pouring out of Aleppo. Turkey feels like it's been left holding the bag, both by the United States and Europe. We've done nothing to stop the flow of refugees and to stop Assad in Syria, and Europe is now shutting its borders and won't take any more refugees, and they're just collecting in Turkey. And Erdogan is furious. He can only see trouble on the horizon, and he wants America to help him fix it.
A lot of the anger toward John Kerry is that the U.S. simply, as you said, hasn't really stepped up with anything focused, any real military might to try to vanquish ISIS or Assad, for that matter.
Yeah.
Do you see any indication that the U.S. is going to change its policy, given that its current kind of wait and see for a political solution is simply not working?
I do not. I think, you know, President Obama was very clear. September 30th, when the Russians went into Syria, he said, we are not going to fight a proxy war with Russia for Syria. And that meant he was going to stand on the side. And every presidential candidate that looks like they might win in this new election cycle, none of them have said they're going to go in and fix Syria. So it looks very bad from a Turkish point of view. America looks like it's bowing out. It's going to let Russia try to clean up Syria or at least have its way in Syria. And Turkey is furious because it placed a big bet on backing the rebels. It thought it had America behind it and destroying Assad. It looks today that Assad may reconquer the country and establish his authority. The Kurds then would have a backer in Syria and a large degree of autonomy. And that would put Turkey in a terrible position.
Josh Landis is a Syria expert at the University of Oklahoma. Thanks, Josh.
It's a pleasure talking with you.